Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. It's great to be together. Wonderful to open up God's Word for another day and see what He has to say. We're turning through to the Gospel according to Luke, but before I read our passage, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word, and we ask that you would bless it to our hearts and minds that we might know Christ and that we might seek Him and love Him with all of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Luke 13, verse 22 onwards. He went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" And he said to them, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able to." When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, open to us," then he will answer, "I do not know where you come from." Then you will begin to say, "We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets." But he will say, "I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil." In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west, and from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. You've got to put yourself in the immediate context and historical background of the teaching of Jesus to imagine the scene of what's been going on. We remember in the previous chapter, there were great crowds gathered around Jesus, so many that they were trampling upon one another in order to get to Jesus Christ. Then Luke takes us on a journey with Jesus as he goes from village to village and town to town, preaching the gospel, preaching the good news of the kingdom. And somewhere along that journey, as he's going from town to town, someone asks him the question, "Lord, will those who are saved be few?" Now, I think the reason for the question is that Jesus is going from town to town on the way to Jerusalem, and few are responding. We don't know if it's a person in the crowd or if it's one of his disciples. I think the fact that Luke says someone probably alludes to it being a non-disciple. But either way, someone is looking at the response to the preaching and teaching of Christ and asking that question, "Will just a few be saved?" And Jesus, in his typical style, doesn't just give a direct answer. But he tells a story, he tells a parable. He uses this teaching style of response. And he actually gives two answers to the question. His first response is no. Sorry, his first response is yes. And his second response is no. So will few be saved? Yes, Jesus says. He says to the man, "Strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." So there's going to be lots seeking, but not many are going to make it. And you might ask the question, why? Why will so few be saved? And Jesus gives us three reasons why few will be saved. Firstly, they will come too late. So he says in verse 25, when once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock. So you see the picture, right? The master has risen and shut the door and locked it. And then someone knocks at the door and says, "Well, let me in." You see the problem here, don't you? Jesus has returned, and it's too late. It's too late for you to say, "Let me in, let me in." These people refused to come when the door was open and continuously delayed. And that's a severe warning for every single one of us. Do not delay, For as we are told multiple times in the scriptures, today is the day of salvation, and we do not know what tomorrow will bring, so we cannot afford to delay. Secondly, the second reason why so few will be saved is because the Lord does not know them. So these people say, Lord, open to us. And the master replies, I do not know where you come from. When you shut the door at night and lock it, you don't let strangers in, do you? And so Jesus says, I'm not going to let strangers into my kingdom. Those I do not know will not enter. Often we want to talk to people about whether they know Jesus. And that's an important question. It's something we want to ask people when we're discussing the gospel with them. But in the great scheme of things, the far more important question is whether Jesus knows them. Because many people may know of Jesus, but it's only those whom Jesus knows that will be saved. Those who have been known, foreknown, from before the foundations of the world. Only they will enter in. And then he gives one more reason. He says that they will respond with, we ate and drank in your presence and you taught in our streets. We were there when you taught through the villages. We even sat at table with you. But he will respond, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. What's the third reason? Well, the third reason so few will enter is because so many are workers of evil. They do not produce, as we've seen in the previous context, repentance in keeping with righteousness. They do not repent and enter the kingdom of God. They cling to their sin, they cling to their idolatry, and then at the end seek to say, let us in. And the master says, no, for you are not one of my people. I do not know you. You are a worker of iniquity, of sin. There is no room in the kingdom of God for people who work evil. That doesn't mean there's no room for sinners to enter the kingdom of God. There's no room for those that will not repent of their sin. And so the challenge for us as we think about these three reasons why Jesus says the number will be small is whether that describes us. Are we delaying and not coming? Are we not known by the Lord? Have we repented and come to Christ? But what's striking about the answer of Jesus is he also kind of says, no, the number won't be small. He says, people will come, in verse 29, people will come from east and west and north and south and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. Do you see the picture? The day of the kingdom has come. The day of the return of Christ has come. And Jesus sets his table. And there are people there from all four corners of the world. Myriads upon myriads of saints gathered together. Now, in the great scheme of things, the number will be small in comparison to all of the souls of humanity that have ever existed. And so in that sense, it's a yes. But the number itself will be great. Men and women from every corner gathered together. As Jesus says in Revelation, men of every tribe, every tongue, every nation gathered together before the Lamb of God. And so we can have hope. As we reach out, we can have hope. As we ourselves come, and we ourselves are invited to enter into this number through repentance. We are invited to be those who will sup with the Lamb at the end. And so the simple question for you, my viewer, is whether you will sup with the Lamb or whether you will be cast out with those who weep and gnash their teeth. Let's pray. Father in heaven, would you grant us to be known by Christ and to enter into the kingdom of God. We do pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.